The holocam angle then switched to the exterior passage again. As the Togruta carried the now immobile baby in the backpack on her shoulders, she was heard saying,
"We need to get your daddy to let us use his space lanes."
Ventress had to smile. It was very clever. But then the Jedi had inadvertently given them such wonderful raw material. The droid turned his head to focus his photoreceptors on her.
"It's not perfect, but once I fill the timeline gaps with a little image extension and match up the light and audio levels, it'll look like one continuous event in real time. I have enough images of Skywalker with his face turned away from the lens to put any audio of his voice over it suitably spliced. No need to synchronize with lip movement. Then I blur the whole sequence with a little haze from signal interference, insert a bogus time code that makes it look as if nothing has been edited out, and nobody knows the difference."
"Brilliant,"
Ventress thought. She checked the chrono again.
"You've got 3 minutes."
"I'll do it in two,"
said 4A7. And he did. His manipulators moved faster than she could follow. She leaned over his shoulder, mesmerized, and she watched reality bent out of shape and remolded into a new and equally convincing record of events. Truth was a flexible thing at the best of times. In the hands of technology, though, it became utterly fluid to the point of having no meaning. Truth, reality, was whatever you wanted or needed it to be. She might have been distorting the facts, and that troubled her because she had never thought of herself as dishonest. But if the detail of the event was distorted, the reality, for her, had not been compromised. The Jedi did the Republic's bidding, and the Republic was self-serving and corrupt. The larger truth was still true. Ventress inspected the short but eloquent holo-recording.
"Perfect.
Thank you, ma'am."
Ventress opened her comlink and turned to the holo-receiver. An image of Dooku appeared instantly. He was impatient, waiting, stalling, and equally impatient Jabba.
"I'm transmitting the recording now, my lord."
She didn't smile. She was long past smiling, and the elation of success had lasted only a moment. It gave way now to grim satisfaction, because no technical skill could edit the past and bring the dead back to life, and all she could do was work for a different future.
"It'll achieve the desired outcome. Stand by."
She gestured to 4A7 to transmit the footage. Then she watched Dooku's expression as his gaze dropped to the data pad in his hand. Dooku wasn't one of life's smilers either. His eyebrows twitched, though.
"Excellent, Asajj. Mission accomplished. Now you have another."
"Yes, my lord."
"Retrieve the Hutlet alive and well. Don't let Skywalker leave with him."
Ventress gave Dooku a stiffly formal nod.
"Consider it done, my lord."